is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Do you like to hear your talk radio yell bombastic slogans? Do you like to hear the words like bombastic used in a sentence? Can you order Lysander Spooner, Peter Kropotkin, Emma Goldman, and Murray Rothbard by beard length? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Thinking Liberty is a show for you. Thinking Liberty, the audio broadcast that turns listeners into DHS-certified extremists. Tune in live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, or pick up the podcast at thinkingliberty.net.
All right, so we're going to continue here. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's go to Wisconsin, where Scott is on the line. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Mark and Ian. How you doing tonight?
Curtis is here tonight as well, Scott.
Okay,
what's on your mind?
Your guest. I wanted to talk about the situation with North Korea. First of all, I want to say when my wife and my son, we flew over there this last November. We flew over, of course, the part of Russia all the way down, and we noticed that when the in the plane when we were following it, that we did not go into North Korea's airspace. We totally went down underneath it and hooked around and shot up from underneath into the airstrip in South Korea.
Probably a smart idea.
Right. I just saw on World News this morning, which I can't understand why Fox and all the other ones are talking about. Mrs. What's her name? Clinton went with Gates to put more sanctions on North Korea. I think that's kind of funny when this accident happened how many months ago. But when I read on the World News this morning that there is a big aircraft carrier over in that water and 20 battleships, and they are going to be doing drills next week.
So these are all American boats?
I can confirm that, yes, I think they said that most of the ships are American. There's probably some South Korea involved in it. But if they don't let what I think is going to take place, if they run these drills, and it sounds like they're going to do air drills too, if they do not let a domestic plane in the airspace, I think if they try to push the issue and fly a fighter jet over into North Korea's area, I'm afraid that North Korea will try to shoot it down, and I think this could just spark an Asian war, and I would like to hear each one of your guys' comments on that.
Pacific Command is well aware of North Korea's proclivity regarding their airspace. They're not going to send a U.S. fighter over North Korea's airspace unless they're trying to provoke a response.
Yeah, maybe that's what they want, though. I think that's what Scott's saying.
But I'm just saying, like, this exercise is nothing new. There's exercises off the coast of North Korea all the time to try to, you know, let them know that, hey.
Because threats work, right?
Well, what else do they know?
You know, I think that North Korea, Iran, and you know, previously Iraq were the places that the United States government, and it doesn't matter whether it's Democrats or the Republicans, want to go as far as, you know, bringing them to their knees. I think they're considered the axis of evil. I think that they will absolutely go after them.
There's stuff in Iraq and there's stuff in Afghanistan, but there ain't nothing we want in North Korea.
Yeah, well, I mean, whoever we is, I think you mean the United States federal government. But beyond that, I think they might be a little intimidated by old King Kim Jong-il. And I mean, that guy is crazy. And, you know, he's pretty much every dollar that they make, and there are not very many of them in North Korea.
Go into missiles and things like that.
Yeah, goes to the military. So, like... Yeah, it's not a problem for them to invade a mountain zone like there really comparatively aren't that many people like Afghanistan, but North Korea, I don't think that.
And there's nothing that the U.S. government wants in North Korea. There's no big oil field. It's not strategically, you know, in the way of this big pipeline they want to run.
Yeah.
We don't want nothing to do with them.
I'd be more concerned. My biggest concern currently is, you know, how chummy the U.S. is with China and what that means for the relationship with Taiwan.
China's the real big stick in the region. Like, to sit there and say, oh, North Korea's doing something, I wonder what the U.S. is going to do, is like, North Korea doesn't care what the U.S. thinks. They're worried what the Chinese overlords are thinking. So they tone it down just to keep China off their backs.
Well observed. Thanks, Scott, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the number for you to bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's go unscreened call on the amp lines. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, it's Jock in Oxford again from last night.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Well, I was going to talk about Eric for a second, but you know, I was talking about Kim. Did you hear the story about his
Kim Jong-il
from last year? Yeah.
Okay, the story
did you hear
what?
The story about his pizza chef from last year?
No, what happened?
He apparently discovered pizzas and thought these were great and brought this famous chef in from Italy to teach his cadre of cooks to make pizzas. And they were apparently they used to go in one day and he'd put the pepperoni on this way and that way. And then the next day he'd come in and they'd do it slightly differently. And they'd look at their notebooks and they'd say, but yesterday you put the pepperoni there. Why are you doing it differently today? So apparently he now has a whole range of pizza restaurants for presumably just him and his officers.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody else could afford them. I mean, the people are just this shy of wearing rags over there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I know, it's brilliant.
That is funny. Thank you for sharing that. He just discovered pizza. I mean, just to give you some clue as to how in the dark these people are in North Korea. The leader of the country, the so-called, the megalomaniac that's
dear leader.
Yeah, in charge over there, he has just discovered it.
Have you seen his remake of Godzilla?
Presumably to go with his video collection. He's famous for loving Hollywood films, isn't he? Or was that his father?
I don't know. Was he got him on beta?
With pizza now, of course.
Wait, you said they're a 16mm?
Anyway, on Eric for a few minutes.
Oh, yes. I just wondered. Fiat Eric.
Yeah.
Utopian
if
Eric.
If you can stand it for another few minutes. There was a guy, I don't know if it, I mean, it sounds like it could be the guy. It sounded like a chap of a certain age, didn't he? There was a chap called Eric Buckley, who was leader of the British Columbia Social Credit Party until about the year 2000. The chap who was calling in seemed to be inching towards, and obviously we didn't hear the whole story, what sounded to me a little bit what I understand of social credit, which is this idea where if you've got an amount of money in the economy and your economy is growing, somehow you've got to monetize that. And like Mark was saying, you could dig gold out of the ground. But in their system, I think they advocate that a national monetary authority would carefully inject the amount of extra money so that growth in the economy could be monetized without it being a battle for grabbing what money you can off someone else. And the reason I was calling was actually a couple of months ago, I was reading a 19th century American anarchist, Josiah Warren, who was a Massachusetts guy and did quite a lot of work on the money system in Massachusetts. And one of the big things about the 19th century American anarchists was their idea of mutual banking, where realistically, when we're talking about money as a token of exchange, why do we need to borrow it? If I'm creating something of value to you, then mutually we can just swap a bit of paper that says I can go and get something of value from someone else. So long as we all agree that is the standard. Mm-hmm. And it needn't be backed with gold. And one of Warren's problems with the gold system was just as now the powerful bankers can control the printing presses, in a fixed system with, you know, a sort of a finite, you have to go and dig it. You have to go to some effort external to the sort of creation of wealth in the economy to dig out more gold. So, What he was suggesting in Massachusetts 150 years ago was that all the businessmen, if you like, who wanted to trade with each other would put in some sort of guarantee, usually some value of their property, say.
It's like a value of a barter system, Mark. Right. Didn't you used to International Barter Exchange, isn't that what it was called?
Yeah, there's a national one called ITEX.
Yeah, the problem is the only problem you run into is when you get a certificate and you don't want anything from the merchants that are in that system. So it would require a wide and better system.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jock. More for the more coming up. Thanks for the call. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Curtis.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features, including listening options. We've got live streams and a webcam and listen lines as well. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com. You can listen in on whatever way works best for you. Listen.freetalklive.com. However, if you do have a local radio affiliate in your area that carries Free Talk Live, that's the best way to listen, because then you can help support local advertisers that are on the show running during the program. and help keep Free Talk Live on the air in your local area. So that's an important thing to do. And if Free Talk Live is not on the air in your area, then you can learn how to get it on the air by going to localfact.freetalklive.com. localfaq.freetalklive.com.
Take the StartPage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine, and you can experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. Unlike your old search engine, however, you'll have complete privacy in your search. They also offer a proxy service for each search result, so all you have to do is click the link beneath it. At StartPage.com, it's as easy as using any of the other search engines, StartPage.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. You may call in about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. We're talking about barter, and Mark, you said you wanted to address a problem, at least one problem, with barter exchange. First, explain what a barter exchange is.
Well, I don't know what – I haven't looked into them recently, but I've, used them in the past. And essentially, it's a business that allows people to exchange their goods and services for other people's goods and services without having to actually use cash. So,
you get points, right? Barter points?
Yeah, different ones do it different ways. But
barter bucks.
I'd say the biggest problem with it is that the government wants a cut of everything that you do.
So IRS forms.
Right. So you basically have to pay taxes on everything you buy or sell or whatever.
You have to calculate the value.
It really ends up being not really that great of a deal.
But even in the absence of, let's say there were no IRS.
Right. But the government screws up barter exchanges to the point that they're barely on the radar, especially national level ones. That's the point I'm trying to make.
The reason why they're unpopular is because of the government.
If the government didn't look at essentially people's labor as their own, then these things would be much larger and much more widespread, and there'd be competing ones.
Right, because that was my objection with it. I remember when I was working for a local radio station down in Florida, I came across this IBE, International Barter Exchange, mm-hmm. and it seemed like a neat idea, and I looked into it, and I realized that, well, there's just a limited amount of things I'm interested in getting. Because the idea is you're a business person, so you submit your product or service to this directory, and you let the exchange know what it is you're willing to give in return for whatever value comes in.
I can see how it is for you that it would be far less useful. What it's going to do is it's going to bolster your lifestyle. It's not going to create it. You may very well be able to get some plumbing or some things that you need around the house, but a lot of it's, restaurant stuff. Restaurants and advertising venues use the heck out of these things, so you'll get a great deal of restaurant script.
Yeah, for me,
eat at restaurants, generally.
I didn't even remember noticing that. I just saw more business-to-business things and stuff that just really wasn't anything like, wow, I really want to jump on board for this program in order so I can work toward getting a new boat or whatever it was that they ended up. I don't even recall what the different businesses were, but it was less than, let's call it underwhelming, the selection. So I think money came about for a reason, right? I mean, the money came about because barter just wasn't good enough. And even with all the technology that we had to bring people together and to link people up, still you've got that issue of, well, does so-and-so have something that I'm interested in? If not, I can't really do business with that person.
Yeah, but when you use the term, money's been bastardized. The terminology money.
I was going to ask you to clarify what you mean by money, because I would agree with you if by money you mean like pieces of eight. Emerged in order to replace barter in some situations.
By money, I mean a common go-between between buyers and
sellers. A universally accepted medium of exchange.
Pieces of eight.
Medium of exchange.
So, and what the universally accepted mediums of exchange have been throughout human history are basically metal.
And the reason for that was because barter doesn't work well.
The internet has changed, essentially, the level of communication that people have has changed everything. So I think that I think we can expect things to be different. But now what people think of as money is essentially a counterfeit of what previously was a store of wealth.
Thanks for asking that question, because it's an important point to clarify. Yeah, when I'm talking about money in that situation, I mean real money, because it was barter is what people started with, and then they realized that it just didn't work out very well. If you've got chicken and I've got coconuts, and I want chicken but you don't want coconuts, we can't make a deal. But if I've got something else that you value, then that'll be our medium of exchange, and we can cut a deal.
It was also an effort to kind of get away from fiat, too, because, I mean, it depends how far back you want to look. But
how far back did fiat come? Did fiat come out before
My favorite example of fiat is the tally stick.
Yeah. The tally stick is this anomaly in human history where it was a sort of a cross-cultural fiat currency. It had no real backing.
It was accepted for taxes, though. That's why it's like the perfect example of a fiat currency, because here we have like carved sticks who are split in half, and the king kept one half and sent the other half into circulation. In order to get the other halves back, he decreed by fiat that this would be payment for taxes. So there you go, right away, you know, people are going to use it.
Well, that's always what the fiat
currency
is.
That's the only way the fiat currencies work, right? Is because they're, you know, they're accepted for taxes. You can't pay your mortgage with silver. You can't pay your taxes with silver. So
well, and it works because they also have the legal tender laws that force people to accept the fiat currency. If you look at the dollar bill that you might have in your wallet, it does say that this is legal tender on it. That means that anybody that's in the United States, this landmass called the United States, if you go into their shop and you want to buy something from them and offer them and you offer them this script, this fiat currency, these Federal Reserve notes, the greenback, they have to take it.
Yeah, but they don't. I mean, and it's never really enforced, you know.
But
yeah.
Because everybody takes it.
Right.
If you were to go and say, no, I only accept gold and silver, theoretically they could come after you for that.
Theoretically, but everybody wants it because they all have to pay taxes, and that's what you pay your taxes. That's what you pay them with. So
we just need to get to the point where people stop paying taxes and start adopting these alternative currencies, and then we can get away from all of the problems of inflation and the Federal Reserve injects into the economy. It's really important to come up with these alternative currencies, and it's encouraging to see that it's starting to happen here in New Hampshire. There are a couple of burgeoning.
I just bought some the services of someone today for silver.
Oh, as did I. So yeah, obviously there's the silver, just the rounds and things like that. They're out there. They're transferring. But I mean other currencies that are kind of based on silver.
Sure, but I think that the way you've got to start doing the business is trading in the silver. And then once people get used to using the silver, I happen to have a bag full of silver here, and it's kind of a pain to carry it all around. If I had a piece of paper that quantified how much it was.
And that's what people are working on. There's the Taz cash that's being generated out here in the Keene area, and they've been working very hard, from what I can tell, on coming up with, you know, anti-counterfeiting measures and things like that they're putting into what is a piece of paper but is backed by silver, and they're figuring out ways to have different banking locations, or not bank, I don't know if bank's the right word, but warehouse locations, so to speak, that are decentralized, so the feds or whoever can't just come in, swoop in, and take one out and just eliminate the entire operation. So these are things that are being talked about, thought about, worked on. Probably bringing more people with capital to invest in these projects would help them move along faster, but they're in the initial stages, and I think we're going to see some interesting progression over the next 5, 10, 20 years or something like that. 800, maybe faster than I think. I hope so. More coming up. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about a different kind of rape in moments.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust light resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in, bring up anything at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com and get signed up for our news updates. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you will know first if you're on the news list. And you can get there, you can do via email, you can do a Twitter, Facebook, get your updates delivered in the way that's best for you. I think email happens to be the best because, well, you always see it. Twitter, Facebook, a little more transient. But nonetheless, they are available for you. Whatever is best for you, go and sign up. It's all free at news.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. Use coupon code FTL.
Now, Mark, you've got a story that you wanted to share here tonight that is really weird. It's from another country, is that right?
Yeah, it's from Israel.
In Israel, they've decided that rape isn't quite what you always thought rape was. I mean, I always thought that rape was the forcible having sex with intercourse in some sort of orifice with somebody else, right? I mean, that's, you said no, and they did it anyway. That's rape. That's my understanding. Is that y'all's understanding? Do we have a common understanding, definition of what rape is here?
There's definitely an element of force involved.
Yeah, it's forced sex. You said no, they forced it on you, or maybe you didn't say no, maybe they drugged you and they forced it on you, that kind of thing. Unwanted. So, go ahead, Mark. And force involved.
Yeah, this is from guardian.co.uk. Palestinian man has been convicted of rape after having consensual sex with a woman who had believed him to be a fellow Jew. Sabar Kushur, 30, was sentenced to 18 months in prison on Monday after the court ruled that he was guilty of rape by deception. according to the complaint filed by the woman with the Jerusalem District Court. The two met in a downtown Jerusalem in September 2008, where Kashur, an Arab from East Jerusalem, introduced himself as a Jewish bachelor. By the way, I don't think he actually introduced himself as Jewish. He just used a Jewish nickname. I believe he Dudu, which is a nickname for David, I believe, there. So he didn't actually even say that he was Jewish. He just implied
it.
That he was Jewish. So that even adds an more interesting aspect to it. But you'll see just how bigoted and racist this whole thing is. Shortly, seeking a introduced himself as a Jewish bachelor, seeking a serious relationship. The two then had consensual sex in a nearby building before Kashur left. When he when she later found out that he was not Jewish but Arab, she filed a criminal complaint for rape and indecent assault. Although Kashur was initially charged with rape and indecent assault, this was changed to a charge of rape by deception as part of the plea bargain arrangement. Handing down the verdict, Chiviri Segal, one of the three judges in the case, acknowledged that sex had been consensual, but said that although not a classical rape by force, the woman would not have consented if she had not believed Kashur was Jewish. The sex, therefore, was obtained under false pretenses, and the judge said she hadn't thought the accused was a Jewish bachelor interested in serious romantic relationships, she would not have cooperated, they added.
So if I go to Israel and I meet a hot Israeli chick and I tell her that I'm like the ex-drummer for Guns N' Roses and she sleeps with me, like could they charge me with rape by deception through the same law?
I mean, sounds like
Did this law exist prior to this charge, rape by deception?
It must have.
I would assume that it did. It's there on the books. I can only assume
they can't just write a law because some.
I would encourage them to enforce this and make sure every guy tells the absolute truth in every nightclub in Israel before he gets laid.
What about all the women too?
Yeah. What about the woman who says that she's?
Oh no, it's just the guy who lies. Come on.
What about the woman who says that she's 18? She's not really 18.
I've gone out with girls that make up fake names.
Yeah,
they don't even use their real name when they're going in. So I mean, it's crazy. Everybody, these lying is not entirely uncommon in the nightclub scene. So I mean, it happens all the time.
Okay, so basically, I think it's pretty silly to call this rape, but on the other hand, it definitely is fraud, right? I mean, this guy misrepresented himself, and the claim here is that she gave it up to him because of his misrepresentations. I mean, should restitution be paid in this case?
I hope not.
Well, I think that there's certainly a level of bigotry involved, and I'd like to read another section of it here. Segal said the court is obliged to protect the public interest from sophisticated, smooth-tongued criminals who can deceive innocent victims that just go sleep with somebody they just met, at an unbearable price, the sanctity of their bodies and souls, when the very basis of trust between human beings drops, especially when the matters are at hand are so intimate, sensitive, and fateful. The court is required to stand firmly at the side of the victims, actual and potential, to protect their well-being, otherwise they will be used, manipulated, and misled, while paying only a tolerable and symbolic price. Gideon Levy, a liberal Israeli commentator, was quoted as saying, "I'd like to raise only one question with the judge. What if this guy had been a Jew who had pretended to be a Muslim and had had sex with a Muslim woman? Would he have been convicted of rape?" The answer is, of course not. Arabs constitute about 20% of Israel's population, but relationships between Jews and Arabs are very rare. There are few mixed neighborhoods or towns, and Arabs suffer routine discrimination. Israeli Arab citizens suffer routine discrimination in this country. And what this is flat out.
So they picked on this guy.
Bigotry.
Because he's an Arab.
Well, because he's an Arab who represented himself as a Jew. He is a plain-bellied sneech representing himself as a starred-bellied sneech. You understand?
Sort of.
Okay. Do you remember the Dr. Seuss?
No.
Okay. There is a story where the star-bellied sneeches are better than the plain-bellied sneeches, and they have their noses in the air. However, somebody comes along with a machine that can turn a plain-bellied sneech into a star-bellied sneech, and then I believe that it goes on where the star-bellied sneeches then add stars to their bellies until actually only the people with nothing on their belly are then the preferred class. But the fact is, it just shows that when you can move between classes, like apparently this Kashir guy can, apparently he doesn't look Arab enough to be considered Arab, it just shows how ludicrous all these are and how much race and all this stuff is. It's just in people's minds. As far as I'm concerned, this is disgusting. And,
What's disgusting?
this court's ruling. It's utterly disgusting.
What about
we can
fraud,
talk
though?
About the fraud.
Yeah,
we can talk about the fraud aspect, but I'd like to point out that I think that in my life, I don't know how it is in the rest of the world, but I find Jews can be very insular on, you know, this sort of particular issue. They're raised, look, it's you should grow up and marry a nice Jewish boy or a nice Jewish girl. Like, that's what's told. My mother never told me you should marry a white girl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a much more insular society, and I suspect it's even more so over in Israel, where their government routinely discriminates against their Arab counterparts.
So if you're at a out at some dating location, you meet a guy or you meet a girl, and the other person involved tells a lie in order to entice you into sexual relations later on, has a crime been committed? Is that? I mean, it seems clearly fraudulent to me. And Curtis, you balked. You said that no big deal. It's no problem to lie in order to get sex from someone. Is that what you were saying?
Let's see. I think what I would be opposed to is sort of who's going to police this?
Well, your sex has no value. Okay, you decide to have sex because you decide to have sex. It has the same value as handshaking, as far as I'm concerned. It has the value you put on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to trade your sex for the opportunity to be with somebody who's a rich Jewish millionaire, and he turns out not to be, as far as I'm concerned, you have you've acted poorly with your sex, and you've shown how little value it is, because you're willing to trade it on the say-so.
Yeah.
However, I think that there's...
That's a good point.
I think there's, at the extreme, you face, severe repercussions and ostracism for misrepresenting yourself in a sexual scenario.
I think maybe that's the best answer, Mark, is to have ostracism for people who, you out them as liars, and then let them deal with that reputation. Spread the word amongst the other ladies or guys or whoever and say,
watch out, ladies, this guy will lie to you to get in your pants. Oh, my God.
I can't believe it.
This is Free Talk Live. Buyer beware, I guess. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Take control.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call. You can make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and all the features there are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole bunch of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, we go to Khalid in Rhode Island. Did I pronounce that right? Khalid?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
Some reminder, I want to talk about how United States forces are bombing Pakistan and the relations with India and about drone attacks and that stuff.
Go for it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You are on the air. You should do that right now. Hello, Khalid.
Hello. Yes,
you are on the radio.
Start talking.
You should talk. That's how it works.
So, hello, my name is Walid, and I'm talking from Rhode Island. And where I came from is Pakistan. I migrated from here, and my whole family lives here. And I graduated from high school here, and I'm going to go to college. And I love America. I studied all the history, and I love the ideals which our 40 founding fathers had, like the freedom and liberty, and I respect all those ideals.
Did you like all the genocide? Did the genocide stick out? Was that cool?
I don't think that's what you're referring to.
The genocide? The genocide?
No, no.
The founding of our nation?
No. I mean, what I mean is that what I want to say is that the founding fathers did a great job, founding a democratic government and doing this all freedom, doing this all to promote freedom and. I'm a free nation.
I think he's saying he likes the ideals.
It beats Pakistan. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're coming from Pakistan, it's a world better. Go ahead, Walid. I'm sorry. Please, continue.
Okay. So I told that all just to show that I love America, okay?
Understood.
The second thing is the thing which hurts me is that, last year there was 44 drone attacks done in Pakistan and 708 people were killed, out of which only 8 people were terrorists. All the 700 were innocent civilians. This was
horrible.
All done by Obama, the beacon of hope. So I want to ask Alex Jones, why does he think that the United States is doing this in Pakistan? What is his point of view?
Called the Alex Jones Show. You've called Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you're confused.
I'm sorry if
you're listening to another feed, and the Alex Jones Show is on during the day.
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything you want. So, I mean, we can answer the question for you. How do you feel about killing, Mark?
I think it's reprehensible. Not only is it illegal for and unconstitutional for them to be in Pakistan, but you know, it's these people are innocents. If somebody breaks into my house and robs me, and I decide to or does something terrible in my home, I decide to go out on the street as they're running away, and I shoot at them as they're running down the street, and my bullets tear into innocent people, I'm going to be thrown in jail for murder, at least manslaughter. And whereas when our public officials do the same thing with our military, nothing happens.
Well, they're not my public officials.
As far as I'm concerned, is murder.
Yeah, they're not my public officials, and they're not my military. And I agree with Mark that killing people is wrong, and I'm not in favor of it. And yeah. Wherever it is, whether it's in Pakistan or
it's
anywhere
not just
else.
That. You know, it's an act of war. Like 1,000 U.S. Marines landed on Pakistani soil last year illegally, without any visa, without any anything, illegally hidden in a hidden way. 1,000 U.S. Marines, and a lot of other people going through Blackwater and DynaCorp and Rhinosaurs, and they're doing, and you know, it's all...
Call, I think
he said shirt.
Something... Shirt? Didn't sound like shirt to me.
Taliban
anyway.
Stuff.
I don't know. Yeah. I maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention. He has a bit of an accent.
Yeah,
you know?
He does.
Let's take a try on what he was trying to bring up, though. I mean, I totally agree it's an act of war, and I think that the people in Pakistan who are enduring this are justified in defending themselves.
I can't see how they, you know, they wouldn't, but it's when you do defend yourselves against just an extremely, you know, so much more powerful force, you're going to fail. And so it's a waste of time and life and energy and property to try to defend yourself. But I understand why they would. It's awful. I mean, it's awful. If you can imagine that, you know, some other military coming through and killing your wife and kid by accident, and then what are you supposed to suck it up? Oh yeah, you guys are making the world safe for me, aren't you? Thanks, pal. And this the kind of numbers he's talking about there are true, but. You know, let's say there's 700 killed and only 7 terrorists among them. Let's go crazy and call it half of the people killed are terrorists and the other half are innocents. You're fighting a despicable war if that's the case. And that's generally how it goes, people. You can't fight a war from remote control and expect to be hitting all, you know, hard targets. You just can't expect it. To think that you, just because you don't see innocent bodies blown to pieces and their bellies ripening in the sun, the bodies of children with their heads blown off and their mothers weeping over them, simply because you don't see that on television at night doesn't mean it's not happening, America. It's happening. You're letting it happen, and it's disgusting.
It's too bad that isn't shown on television at night.
Right. We wouldn't want to show that.
Well, that's what happened with Vietnam, right, is they actually saw some of the real life, what was going on over there, and people got disgusted by that.
Right. Now you have to go on YouTube to see it.
Well, here you can't, right. But,
and the military throws people in jail that leak this video.
Yeah, and if you are a member of the media, you aren't even allowed to shoot video of the coffins coming home, let alone actual footage of the hell of war going on in the Middle East. And so it's just, it's horrible. Hope that answers your question, Waleed. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Hey, so there's a little bit of good news, and it's just a little bit, but worth giving to you here to give you an example of just how it is that legalization sucks when it comes to marijuana or other drugs. And I'm generally in favor of anything that ends the black market, because there's violence and, you know, theft and things like that come along with the black market. So, you know, on the scale of things, it's a step in the right direction. But, man, is it just such a weak step every time it's ever tried. Here's the news from Reuters. Oakland, California, on Tuesday, legalized large-scale marijuana cultivation for medicinal use. You say to yourself, hey, that's great news. Fantastic. They've made it so you don't have to, you know, just have 3 plants in your back bedroom, or, you know, be this grower that's limited in the amount of clients that he can have. You can get the economies of scale going on, or whatever, where you get quantity discount, volume growing, the money that you save from doing things in bulk and volume. You think, well, that's great news. And then you read the rest of the sentence. And they will issue up to 4 permits for industrial cultivation starting next year. So instead of allowing the marketplace to be free, and of course it's not really free at all because it's just medical pot, so we're not even talking about recreational users and the demand that they would be creating for the pot, But we're talking about just this little spectrum of what the government people have legalized in California. Even within that market, they can't bear to allow freedom to happen. They can't bear to allow as many business owners who want to start up their own industrial size, commercial level, growing operation. No. Whoop. We, the town masters or the city masters here in Oakland, we have decided based on arbitrary numbers pulled out of our arse that the amount of growing operations that we should allow in Oakland's a pretty big place. In a city the size of Oakland will be 4. And this is one of the reasons why I just can't get excited about most of the legalization measures that are proposed by the people within the political movement. It's always this mealy-mouthed crap that doesn't actually do much at all as far as giving real freedom in the marketplace for drugs.
However, the fact is that if they've legalized things, and I haven't looked into this thoroughly, and if there are commercial operations going and stuff like that, people are probably going to grow in their backyards. I just can't see people getting huge sentences.
That's the funny thing. I mean, Oakland's in like Central California, but you go up north into Mendocino County, and since the 70s, people have been allowed to grow like 13 plants in their backyard, and I mean, they grow these big trees.
Big giant ones where, you know, they...
All this laws do is going to make 4 real big losers in about 18 months. When the federal attorney general's office raids this giant, you know, and then all of a sudden some guy's out $3 million for this, you know, operation he put together. Like, it's not changing anything. The Oakland City police can't keep, or the city council can't keep the federal government from invading their territory.
I just can't see the value if you've got any kind of property. If you've got a house with a little bit of land, I can't see the value of going to the store on a regular basis, buying marijuana cigarettes, when all you have to do is get some seeds from a friend or from an old bag or whatever, toss them out of the backyard.
I totally see the value in that. I don't want to spend the time tending the plants.
You don't tend
to
weed. Weed is a weed.
If you want good weed, you're going to do something to it.
Understood, but I mean, how good is good.
Yeah, it takes a long time to grow it, and it's just easier to go down and select from different strains and things like that. It's very nice, some of the things they have access to in California. Anyway, we're out of time.
Weed.
It's been Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.